Hi.
Hello, hi. You're tuning in mine and a call to listen to.
Thanks for ringing back yet again. I'm sorry I missed the other time.
You're busy.
Oh, unfortunately, I am too busy.
That's probably a good sign too, isn't it?
Well, it can be, but not in this particular case, not so much. Well, in a way. Well, it depends on what you're busy with, I guess. Yeah.
That's it, I guess. So, how can I help you?
So, I found out about you from the negligence panel of the Law Society here. So, unfortunately, I am a victim of major crimes. And so I went to the local district court to request criminal summonses to be signed. I spoke at this hearing only in Irish. This district judge spoke only in English without an interpreter. This hearing lasted barely 56 seconds, and she clearly did not understand what I said. I wrote on these forms in Irish. She lied about having considered them, and she refuses to sign these summonses. So it seems to me that she is guilty of judicial misconduct. Can you represent me at the Judicial Conduct Committee?
Now, firstly, we don't deal with criminal law here.
Right.
We've only the one solicitor here, and she doesn't deal with that, unfortunately. Now, I can give you names of other solicitors in town that would deal with it a lot, so to be more familiar with it, whereas we wouldn't.
That wouldn't
be a help with you. I know where you're. Do you want to try that, or what?
I will take down these names if you suggest them, but I don't think that this is actually a criminal law case. I mean, it would be with the Judicial Council Act 2019, so I suppose it might be classified as disciplinary, but I certainly acknowledge that there is the criminal aspect, that it is that she's refusing to perform an act required by criminal law.
And it's the other issue we'd have is we only have one solicitor here, and then we'd have and we wouldn't really have the capacity to deal with it, I wouldn't imagine. At this time, anyway.
No, but that would definitely then be.
So I would recommend that you would look for a firm that would have a few solicitors in it, and you'd have a better chance of getting somebody to deal with it.
I can definitely take these suggestions. As for, I am still willing to consider instructing you on this matter, but I appreciate that there are problems. And if you definitely don't have...
We have only one solicitor here, and I know dealing with that matter would be kind of out of our range, and, we wouldn't have the capacity to deal with it at the moment.
Right. Certainly capacity is an important thing, and I have to...
It's definitely important, you need somebody that's able to deal with it and run with it.
Yeah, and it has to be come brought in under 1 month, so... So if you don't have capacity now, then you can't do it now. So, please do name these alternatives, and I...
I was just going to try one with a few... a couple of solicitors. There's Mooney and Dowdle solicitors. Well, I don't know if they'd be able to assist you or that, but I'm just saying there's a few solicitors. There's Shaw's solicitors. Now, these are in town. Are you just looking for the Mullingar area, or is this a matter?
It doesn't necessarily have to be the Mullingar area, but where they are in a way does matter, because this district court is in Trim, but I've been warned by various law firms nearby that I'll be going against a well-known judge who has relationships with them, that it is going to be impossible to find a solicitor in Mead to instruct against her. And
I think even who I'm going to recommend, or like, I might even recommend, I'm just giving you one for a few solicitors, you're going to have to ring around and just see who would be willing to take it on. And that's your first protocol, you know, because it is against the judge, and that, you know, there's going to be a lot unwilling to do it, especially if they have cases in that area.
Definitely, definitely.
Okay, so look, I wish you the best of luck with that, and I'm afraid it's going to have to be emailing, ringing around to see if there's anybody that will be able to deal with it, and check with firms that actually have a few solicitors in them, even if they're not in the Mullingar area. You know, you can actually just look them up on Google or that, and it'll give a list. If you go into the website, it usually gives a list of the how many solicitors is there.
Search engines aren't really the most optimized for this type of search, but yes, if I do find a website of a solicitor's firm, it will usually give a good indication of the amount of solicitors they're in. But it's then you have to find.
That's what to deal with. Just check a few websites that would have a few solicitors in them, you know, because you need somebody. Like, we've only one here, so we wouldn't be able to deal with it. Like, you know, you need bigger practice, I think, somebody that would have the capacity to deal with it.
And, can you say those names again? One was Mooney and Dowd, I think. Is that right?
Mooney and Dowd.
Right. Sorry, is that then Nooney with an N?
N.
N.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Nooney and Dowd. And I think you mentioned a different firm, but I didn't catch its name.
Yeah, there's Shaw's.
Shaw's.
J.A. Shaw. There's a few solicitors in it. I don't actually know if they'd be able to deal with that side of it, but there's no harm checking.
Right, okay. Well, I appreciate it, because, I mean, I wouldn't have... necessarily, probably wouldn't have known to try already. So,
I'm afraid you're just going to have to do a bit of searching and check around, see if you can find anybody to deal with it.
Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it, and maybe thanks. Well, maybe at some point on a possibly in a different area of law, I might need to instruct you, and you might have capacity then. But I have to focus on this right now. So, thanks a lot.
Good luck.
Take care.
Bye.